Welcome back to The Curious Engineer, everyone. I'm Jessica, and sitting right here with me is Brian. Today, we're diving into the ongoing U.S.-Israel conflict with Iran, focusing on military strategies, regional spillovers, and, you know, the humanitarian impact.
Jessica, I've got to say, it feels like we're watching a sequel to the 12-Day War with just a new script. But here's the kicker. This one could have even bigger consequences.
All right. Let's jump into the operational tempo within Iran. The U.S.-Israeli air campaign is getting pretty selective with their targets now, really focusing on air defenses and command nodes, right?
Exactly. They're honing in on the infrastructure Iran keeps trying to patch up, like a game of military whack-a-mole, you know? But it's not just about blowing things up. It's about keeping that air superiority.
And they seem to have learned a thing or two from 2025, huh? By disabling about 80% of Iran's air defenses back then, they've set quite a high bar for control.
True, but let's not ignore Iran's response with those missiles and drones. Even if the intensity's kind of dropped, there's still a real thorn in the side for U.S. and Israeli defenses.
It's like they're going for quality over quantity now, aiming for strategic targets rather than just mass attacks.
Right. Shifting to high-payload missiles could mean fewer strikes, but potentially more impactful ones. It's sort of like trading in shotgun blasts for sniper shots.
Let's move on to the spillover into other regions, like Iraq and Turkey. It's definitely not just a two-country conflict anymore.
Exactly. We've got U.S. and Iraqi forces intercepting threats, but Iran's still targeting those Kurdish areas. It's like a chessboard with all these players and fronts to keep track of.
And Turkey's airspace is basically a hot zone. In spite of their diplomatic friction, they seem to be intercepting quite efficiently.
It is a delicate balance. Turkey's playing catch while keeping a wary eye on their borders. No room for error with those missiles flying overhead.
Meanwhile, the humanitarian impact is just worsening in Iran. Overcrowded hospitals and displacement are really dire issues.
Absolutely, Jessica. And it's reminiscent of 2025, but potentially worse this time around. The war's toll on civilians and infrastructure can't be underestimated.
So, Brian, where does this all lead us? Is there a resolution in sight at all?
Resolution feels quite distant, Jessica. Both sides seem locked in a cycle that mirrors their past. I think it might take external pressures to change this trajectory, honestly.
Well, that's a wrap for today on The Curious Engineer. Thanks, Brian, for your insights. Let's hope for a peaceful resolution sooner rather than later.
Thanks, Jessica. Always a pleasure to dissect these complex issues with you. Until next time.
Stay curious, everyone. And we'll catch you next week.